This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
How about this headline from the New York Times? I'm on Twitter, right?
How about Robert Kraft's fiance, 47 years old?
I don't understand. RJ, you heard what I said, right?
With zero interest in what you said.
I mean, you know what? Just why don't you run the show, really? Robert Kraft's fiance, 47. Wow. And what is he, 84?
80, yeah.
Yeah.
The disrespect.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
You have no juice.
I have juice. You squeeze me, you get fresh squeezed juice.
On 98.7 ESPN.
What a nice song, Raymond. What a good job as you get ready to depart for the Dominican Republic tomorrow morning. So, was that a winner or no? Are we playing the feud every Wednesday until we get back to Stump Rothenberg in football season?
I loved it.
Did you really enjoy it?
No, I love the Family Feud. Yeah.
So you had a great time. RJ, did you enjoy yourself?
I did. I wish I performed better, but I had fun.
Raymond?
It was a fun time. I'm still asking myself how long I would be here before I got to shotgun in the closet, though.
Yeah, breaking out only on the most special of occasions.
A shotgun?
Yeah.
How many people said shotgun?
Four. How about a nice hat?
You know, Hinky Haynes brought up a good point. A hat is a good guess. Not considering a hat a part of being dressed up might be the whitest thing ever. I might agree with him.
Of course you would.
It goes right in line with your music choices.
Because he's defending you. By the way, you know what today is, and I hope everybody goes out and celebrates this as best they can. Today's National Bikini Day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you go to the beaches, you can.
I wear a swim shirt.
Originator of the bikini.
I'd love to see you over, you know, front lawn maybe on a nice chair getting some sun in a bikini.
You know what? If we make our football picks this year, I will pose for you in a bikini lying on the beach.
What do I get to do with this photo?
I'll pose like a pig with an apple in my mouth.
That would be my punishment if I were to lose.
It feels like you want this, though.
And no, I don't want it. What do you mean, what do you get to do with the photo? What would you want to do with that photo? Creep? Jesus. What do you do with the photo?
I don't. Can I
what
share
What does that
it
even
with...
mean?
Can I share it with people? Own personal photo?
Well, here's what I'll do. Now, you guys have to come up with equal stakes if you guys lose. But
yeah, I'll do this. I'll do the same thing.
Yeah, but I think you would love it. I think you'd like who? I'll take the Texans money line. Yeah. Are you sure you want to take the? Yeah, give me that. Give me the Jets giving 6 to the Bears. I'll take that one.
Don't laugh at that one. That's one of the games we're favored in.
No. So we'll each have to think of our individual thing. That would be mine. Here's what I would do. I would send a photo in our group chat to all of you. You can't put it on social media, but who you show is up to you.
No, that doesn't seem fair, though. Everyone should see it.
Why should everyone see it?
Well, I should get to use it as like my
avatar. Saver?
Yeah, like my avatar is just you in a bikini.
Well, you know what? Let's see what you guys put up, and then we'll determine whether I'll go that far with it.
RJ has to set like a whole week in stilts. He has to for everywhere.
You imagine walking to the subway and you see a guy hobble past you on stilts? A whole week in. I don't think he could do that.
When does this become the freak show for you?
I mean, like, here's what I would like. RJ cannot shave for 6 months.
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
He's really hairy.
6 months?
I think it'd look great. Like a playoff beard.
No.
Why not?
I don't think playoff beards go 6 months.
I am doing a pose in a bikini at the beach.
You're volunteering to do this.
Right. Well, no, I'm not, I don't want to. It would be the punishment were I to lose the football picks this year.
I think you want to do it.
No, I don't want to do it. You know what? Forget it. We'll all think of the four things that we will do if anyone loses.
How can you think up your own punishment? That doesn't make any sense.
I thought it was a good punishment. Then you guys think of it. Forget it. I was doing it because I thought you would enjoy it. You think of my punishment.
It sounds like you're up for it, honestly.
I love you guys so much that I knew that you would enjoy me having a picture of me with a bikini on.
I hugged hard bodies the other day. I think the embarrassment that caused would cause you guys great enjoyment.
But forget it right now.
You can think of something else. That's fine.
No, because I feel like you would use it because you're sick in your mind. That's the kickstart to your diet.
Ray has to grow a mustache and only a mustache for 6 months.
See, but that's not like if I had to do it, I would do it. It's not that big a deal. But
oh, that'd be a big deal because you'd look creepy.
I'd look like
you wouldn't be allowed in your schools.
Oh my god.
Laura, let's get to the Mets. You know, we will think, spend some time on what the punishments will be. But are we all in? We're doing football picks with a punishment this year?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, yeah. I mean, I guess if
you know
what?
You guys are so boring.
So boring. We just did your game.
You love the game.
Well, because I dominated it.
So you wouldn't have enjoyed it if you didn't dominate it?
Oh, no, I would have. I thought it was good. Listen, I liked it. I thought it was good. I don't know how the other guys feel. I mean, they didn't act like they liked it with their performance.
All that well.
See, the Yagos have the dress hats and everything else. But
how about a nice hat?
What a nice hat.
A nice hat. One of the really pretty hats. I mean, you guys.
I still stand by that answer. It's a good answer.
You guys
didn't
go with shoes? Shoes was on the board.
I did say shoes.
Oh, who can remember? All right, let's get to the Mets. 1-800-919-3776. Yankees as well. And I think we should get back to that CTE conversation a little bit later in the 7 o'clock hour. People seem to really want to chime in and get involved in that. You know, yesterday I sat here and I told you 3.5, feel pretty good. Split the next two games against Cincinnati, right? Win the series 2-3, win 3-4 against Miami. I don't know, last night's game puts a really sour taste in my mouth. You get a great performance from Max Scherzer and you can't score a run. And I know that the starter for Cincinnati pitched well, but you can't get a run against the Reds last night?
No, they couldn't get a run. And, I mean, they wasted a great start for Max Scherzer. I mean, that you asked me yesterday, you asked me what I would take. And you said, I think you gave me 5 1/3, 2 earned runs.
Correct. And you would have taken that.
And I would have taken that. And like my chances. I mean, he gave you 6, was, I mean, 11 Ks, no runs. And then, you know, you can't score. And then Lugo comes in. He clearly had nothing. Clearly had nothing. And it just, again, highlights what, I mean, it was another one of those nights that highlights what the Mets need to do to improve this team.
Yes,
and get to that level.
Is a problem. But here's the thing: don't you anticipate that you're going to need Lugo, even if you go and you add another nice piece to this bullpen? Lugo's going to be someone that you need to produce as you get to meaningful games.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but I think you have to figure out how you're going to use him, though.
I think it's obvious you can't overuse Lugo.
Well, no, back to back days he does not fare well. So now I think you have to decide, and maybe it's just because, again, Ottavino's not available. They're trying to stay away from Drew Smith. Like, they didn't have many options. Is that you feel, you know, Buck's almost forced to go to Lugo in back-to-back days? Because I'm sure Buck has all the numbers and everything else. And, you know, maybe you're at a point now with Lugo where he gives you, you know, multiple innings, and then he's unavailable the next day. You use him that way.
I think that's probably the way that I would use him. Is, you know, go out there, give me the 7th and 8th in a big spot, and then you're going to get at least one day, if not 2 days off now. And then we'll go back to you. So you can extend him, but you can't use him 2-3 days in a row, or 3 out of 4 days. It's not something you can use Lugo for.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that's where you're at.
But let's be frank, he was bad last night.
No, he was bad. He was behind. He had no command.
No command, right? Because you have that double, which I agree with you. I think Marte should have probably caught. He didn't, and there's no margin for error. Then you intentionally walk a guy, then he couldn't throw a strike.
No, he could not throw a strike. I mean, he was behind everybody, and then, I mean, he ended up getting the sack fly to end it. But it's that. I mean, it's the bullpen, and then the other thing right now, when they were one, I mean, they were at the top of the league hitting with runners in scoring position. They've struggled with that. I mean, last 15 games with runners in scoring position, they're 167 right now. And we're talking about, I mean, when they were, I mean, not too long ago, we were talking about this team at the top, like close to 300 with runners in scoring position.
Well, who do you, I mean, listen, Escobar's had a subpar season. You get very little offensively from the catching. So right there, your DH is certainly not great. J.D. Davis was awful last night. Like, they didn't have a lot of opportunities last night. He comes up to the plate early in the game, runners on second and third, one out, and he strikes out. So you had your opportunities at least to get something there, and you didn't need a lot last night. Two runs probably wins you the game. One run might have won you the game had you scored early enough, because then you get through eight, and then you go to Diaz in the ninth. But, I mean, you get to the bottom of that lineup, and there's some holes there. Like, I think they're a very good team. I still think they win this division. I have no doubt they're going to be a playoff team. They need to tweak things up maybe even more as we get towards August 2nd.
Yeah, that's just, but again, I mean, I think it's because we all feel that way. I think every Mets fan feels that way. So whenever we get asked, are you panicked? I can't say, I'm not going to lie to you and pretend like I'm panicked. Am I nervous about the Braves? Yeah. I mean, we went over it. I had the Braves winning the division, so I've always been nervous about the Braves. It's just, can we afford to wait to August 2nd? Can we hold on long enough? Because reinforcements are coming. DeGrom is coming. Bullpen help is coming. A bat is probably coming. Can you hold on?
So what August 2nd, is it Tuesday? Is that right or no?
August 2nd is a Tuesday, yeah.
Is a Tuesday. So that is what? That's less than, it's 3 weeks and 6 days. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate.
All right. So, I mean, can you, you got to figure you can hold on for 3 weeks and 6 days, no? Or 3 weeks and 5 days?
Yeah, and I don't even mean just making trades. Like, do you call somebody up and give them a shot here? Give them some.
You want to call up Alvarez, don't you?
Listen, I think
you want to. I mentioned it yesterday. You want to?
Oh, the kid can hit, man. The kid can hit, and you need that right now. And sometimes, I mean, having been on teams, like having Scherzer back is huge. It's a huge lift for the team. But also having like that young energy up is nice too. Like, especially, I mean, we're halfway through the season. Guys are starting, I mean, you're getting a little bit worn down. We're getting close to the All-Star break. I mean, your lead went from 10.5. Now it's down to 2.5. Like, I'm sure the Mets are feeling it a little bit. Young kid comes up excited, happy to be there. I mean, there's a reason why they moved him up, right? I mean, there's a reason why they're fast-tracking
him. He's a stud. He really is.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Look at the smile on your face. Look at the smile on your face.
Getting in my truck, opening up a couple 40s, and away we go.
No, you didn't get into your truck and opening up a couple 40s.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Drive right down the highway.
Come on, Dave.
I don't see the problem with it.
I mean, what?
Even Santiago loves it.
This is a good song.
This is a good. Well, who is this?
Zach Brown.
ZBB.
There you go. You know.
No, I know. DiPietro Rothenberg, presented as always by Progressive Insurance. So, you know what I think? I think we really have to put the company to work here. The people that are members of the company. Of what the punishment ideas will be. Peter VG tweets in, punishment ideas for the show. Radio Randy has to buy the winner a fruit basket once a month till next season. See, I don't think he has to spend a lot of money, so that I don't think is a great idea. Santiago has to play every song request of Dave's for 3 months. I don't know why I would be the winner and Rick would not, so I don't think that's fair. Rick has to do neighborhood laps in a full suit every Jets loss. I like that.
Yeah, I don't love that.
And I'm not. I'm telling you right now, I'm not doing this. Roethlisberger, ESPN, has to wear a Dallas jersey to a game.
So that makes you uncomfortable, but not the bikini pick.
Right.
Okay.
Well, the bikini pick makes us uncomfortable.
I would rather send you a fully naked picture that you can do whatever the heck you want with, and God knows.
See, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm. This is.
Yeah. This doesn't sound right.
It's more proof. I'm telling you though. It's more proof. He can't.
You pantless freak.
He can't fix anything. He's not overly handsome. He's not in great shape. But he's willing to give you a fully naked picture of himself that you can use wherever you want.
No, I was saying over wearing a Dallas jersey.
Well, yeah, but still. Like, I mean, unless you're working with something that we don't know about. Like, there's no way most people are like, hey, I'm not going to wear the Dallas Cowboys jersey, but I'll give you a fully naked picture of myself. You can just do whatever you want.
The more time passes, the more it's really a wonder that the world has not been exposed to that infamous video of yours.
It's clear,
really.
Yeah.
Because you haven't won it. You haven't won it. And therein lies the problem.
I think we've won it, but you've never given it to us.
No, you've never won it. I laid it on the line for something. Somebody's going to. Oh, James Harden. He's going to win MVP. When that blew up in your face.
You were nervous, though. That was close.
Not nervous.
All right, so we'll think of something. I like the RJ not shaving for 6 months thing, though. I do kind of like that.
You like that one? Because he would look like the Wolfman. It would be terrific. Oh,
his beard grows up towards his eyes.
And it
would
get so itchy.
Well, it's 6 month punishments. That's ridiculous. He'd come back to work. He looked like he could apply for the 49ers mascot when it's done.
I think it'd be great. Isn't that what you want? You want somebody to have to go through an embarrassing moment?
No.
Well, he's coming from the K show where they get I'm going to dye my hair.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
have a pickle. Whopper. Oh, a pickle. A dill pickle. What will I do?
But you guys are the total opposite. I'm going to swim with the sharks and blast myself into space. there's someone in the middle. We can live here.
All right, you know what? Then the members of the company or you guys think of some good stuff for everybody. And away we go.
You gotta make him eat a Whopper.
Yeah. You have to eat a delicious hamburger that everyone would love to eat.
You gotta make him eat the Whopper.
Yeah, I agree. The truth is probably in the middle. They eat cheeseburgers. You want to duct tape yourself to a rocket? Like somewhere in the middle, we probably could settle.
I wouldn't do well on a rocket. I wouldn't do well on a roller coaster.
See, that sounds like something that would be enjoyable.
I don't like roller coasters at all.
For what reason? You get scared?
I'm
you like
scared. Yeah, I know. I'm scared.
Seems punishment worthy. Yeah.
I went on. If I'm throwing a roller coaster on the table, you guys better put some good stuff on as your punishments. Then.
Well, RJ would need to be able to get on the roller coaster.
Oh. you have to be that tall, RJ, to be able to get on the.
Oh, I got it. Thanks.
Yeah. I went on a crazy ride at Disney. Or what I thought was a crazy ride when we got to Disney.
Sherry.
No. Can you keep your mind out of the gutter, out of me and my wife's bedroom, please? Just get naked.
Wait, your wife's bedroom, not your bedroom?
Our bedroom. I said me and my wife's bedroom,
oh,
please.
Okay.
All right? The dwarfs ride. Terrifying. Terrifying. This coaster up and down and moving around. And I thought, I was like, look at me. I just did a coaster. Until I got off the coaster and there was like 18-month-old babies sitting in laps that were also getting off the same coaster.
You went on the baby
I went
coaster.
On the baby, baby ride. And I didn't enjoy
that. You got to go on the real.
No. Dangles you. No.
So Tower of Terror, that was a no for you?
No. I got online for the Tower of Terror, but knew I wasn't going to go on. I walked Ben and some of his friends to the front. Then I departed. Tower of Terror.
See, I don't mind the roller coaster. I'll occasionally get sick because of the motion.
Yeah, no good. Brian on the BQE. Brian, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to talk about this unfortunate situation with Demaryius Thomas. With the kids coming up that are playing football, so you got a stud middle linebacker,
right?
Who can think that, you know, this is my ticket. This is what I can do for my kids in the future and my wife, me set for life. Are they really thinking about this? Because in reality, I mean, Rick, I'm sure you've taken a couple pucks to the face. Would you trade it all now for your kids and your wife are set for life? I mean, I don't know if these kids are really thinking about it coming up because it is an opportunity. It's with a risk. If you're a cop, it's dangerous. If you're a roofer, you could fall. If you're a fireman, you can get burnt. I just don't think it's at the forefront right now. And I just wanted to ask Rick, if go back to his 18-year-old self, would he be thinking of that?
A good question.
Would I be thinking about it? No, of course I wouldn't be. I mean, at that age, you feel like you're indestructible. Like, nothing's going to hurt you. But now, I mean, you know, having gone through all of it and, you know, having know, however many concussions that I've had, it's, yeah, I mean, it's something that you think about. I mean, because I do have young kids.
Well, it is now, right?
But it is now. But here's the thing, though. What I'm saying, though, is if you could take a test now, like if during the middle of your playing career, you're coming off, I just had, you know, the last 3 years, I've had, you know, 3-4 concussions or whatever it ends up being. And they can do a test that shows right now you're at stage two of CT. You have stage two CT right now. Today you have stage two.
Right.
It would lead to some real questions because this is not like I can just pretend like everything is fine. And now they get, now I can see that,
right,
there's something tangible.
You know that the issue is at hand. But here's the thing. I almost feel like that's a deal with the devil. I think I'd rather not know. Because now I have to make this Sophie's choice of decisions. Do I continue to play the game that I presumably love, that I'm making a lot of money at? I don't know what my earning potential is after that. I could set my family up maybe for life. I think, and correct me if you think this is a crazy notion, I think I'd rather not know.
I'm not saying that
I'd have to decide.
Listen, I'm not saying that I would take the test. No, I mean, if it's my choice and for the reasons that you just said, yeah, I probably would say, no, listen, I'll find out later. I'll deal with the consequences later. That's just how I'm wired. But I'm sure there would be plenty of people that would want to know. I'm sure there's plenty of parents that would want to know.
But what happens to the point if they look at a CT test and it's like, okay, you're stage two and you're bordering on stage three. Now you're not allowed to play?
Well, no, right? It could probably be it's the risk of what you're doing. And then it'd be up to you to make that decision.
Oof. That's scary stuff. But, you know, I mean, there's so many of these guys that have.
Well, but how about the kids, though, man? I mean, you're talking about all these sports, all specialized it is. I mean, we're talking about football. How about soccer?
Oh, there's a ton of head injuries in soccer.
So, yeah, I mean, it's not just isolated to football.
Does Milo play soccer or no?
He does.
You know that. So you probably know this.
There's no head.
They're not allowed to head the ball, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, because it's such a trauma to the brain.
Well, even lacrosse, they take a beating in lacrosse, too.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
Lacrosse is a violent, violent sport. Violent sport. So, yeah, there's the question. So, yeah, my kids don't play football, and I'm pleased about it. Milo doesn't play football, does he?
Flag.
Right. Now, when you get to the point where it's tackle football, will you let him play?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Is that going to be a sit-down conversation with you and Cass?
Well, here's the thing. My parents wouldn't let me play, and I always to this day still hold it against them that they would never let me play because all my buddies played.
Right.
And then in high school, I finally got to try it. But at that point, it was kind of like I was so involved with the other sports, it was kind of like too late already. But listen, if he likes it, if he's good at it, I would consider it. But it wouldn't be a sport I was pushing.
Right.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
What is this, Santy? This is like beach vibes.
This is vacation music.
This is vacation music. So
you got one foot on the plane to the DR, don't you?
Do you have any idea who Juan Luis Guerra is?
JLG?
JLG, sure.
Yep. He's Sal Romano.
If I went to go see him perform, I'd wear a fancy hat.
You would love one of his shows.
I think I would. He gets an older crowd, doesn't he?
He does. He does, but again, they're a lot of fun.
What, this is Juan Luis Guerra?
Guerra.
Guerra?
Guerra.
No one can say that. Guerra.
Just say Guerra.
Guerra.
There you go.
There we go. Well, this
it's
is very
not,
nice.
It's not Guerra. No.
I didn't say Guerra. Well, you try it then. You say it.
No, I can't say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so exactly. So you're just judging me.
Just Guerra. Look, there you go.
I can roll my R better than you.
Okay, no, so roll.
Oh yeah, I can.
That's all.
You want to have an R rolling competition? Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
That was further proof, actually. Santiago. Put that right there on the
that's
list.
Right.
He's a motorboater.
He's a motorboater.
DPHR Rothenberg brought to you by the Jackpocket app. Play official state lottery games on your phone. Download the app and get your first Mega Millionaire Powerball ticket for free using code ESPN. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service. So Santiago goes away tomorrow, huh? How about that?
Yeah, how about this, though? Let me ask you this question now, because you had me thinking during the break.
Yeah?
So, Dave Rothenberg is in year, we'll call it year 5, NFL.
Okay.
and he's had a couple concussions. Now they have a CTE test that comes out. You can test real time where you're at. You're married, Sherry, you got the kids.
Right.
We still got, like, you're a good player. So you still got, you got some runway here with the career.
God, this is really such an awful decision.
Okay, well,
because
you said it, and I believe you, that you would just not want to know, but it's like, okay, don't feel great. Like how Demaryius Thomas explained it to his family was, I just don't feel like me. Like, I don't,
right.
There's something going on. So that's how you're feeling. So you go, okay, I'm going to go take this test. Hopefully, fingers crossed, my head's fine, and we can move on. Comes back, you're stage two. You say, you know what, I can't afford, like, I need to make as much money as possible.
But here's the thing, I'm stage two. Isn't that too far gone anyway?
Well, no, but that, I think it can only make it, I think more head trauma only makes it worse.
Well, I'm sure it does. But he was stage two, and you saw what happened to him. So if, yes, I'm stage two, I'm already kind of too far gone, aren't I, or no?
Well, no, it's affecting your mood. Like, you just, like, behavior is a little bit different.
And you can't stop playing and then reverse damage that's already been done, right? Once it's damaged, it's damaged. I think, and as a parent, this is one of my, we discuss this a lot, of do we let the kids play football? Now, fortunately, Ben played for a year, didn't love it, and on his own said, I don't want to keep playing. Do I have to? I'm like, no, of course not. And Alex never played. He played flag, never wanted to play tackle, and never did. But I think it's a big conversation, and I think the NFL, at least they make us aware of it going on a little bit now, but in years past, they would bury this as they did everything else that they didn't want people to know about.
Well, yeah, because I think that becomes, it's not, at that point when you have a family and kids and everything else, you can, I mean, you're also going to have some influence coming from your wife and your kids, and then, I mean, that's a real tough decision to make. Yeah, I want to make as much money as I can, but I also, I mean, I understand what's at stake here for me. Like, you hear it all the time. Like, I mean, there are plenty of, here's the messed up part, though, right, is you always hear the argument, wide receivers will say, I'm coming across the middle, hit me high, don't hit me low. I'd rather have a concussion than a blown ACL.
Because at the time, they would rather have the concussion than have the knee taken out. But in 15 years, I'm sure they wouldn't answer the same way. I mean,
yeah,
see,
but we don't think like that. We're not wired like that.
I mean, you see the ALS numbers in guys that have played football and compare it to the rest of the society. It's astronomical difference. And it makes sense. It's a tremendously dangerous thing.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing that's a problem with the whole thing, too, is just how you're looked at when you have a concussion and the amount of pressure you feel to come back from a concussion. Because it's like, if I sprain my ankle or I hurt my knee or whatever, I could have a brace on my knee. I could have a crutch. I could, your teammates can visibly see, like, there's something going on with, like, you can't play. Like, a concussion's like, how do you feel? Well, light bothers me, sound bothers me, I'm a little bit nauseous. It's like being hungover all the time.
Right.
And your teammates, like, really, you can't
find a way to suck it up and get past this?
You can't play through that?
Right. You have a broken bone. It's a tangible thing. You have a broken bone. You shouldn't go out there play. Doctor says you can't play. It's very easy. It's cut and dry. This is not so cut and dry. But I wonder, like how many people with kids out there now just forbid their kids from playing football or say you can't play until you're in high school. That's what someone told me. I used to do a show with a couple NFL players and that said they would not let their kids play football till high school. That to them is kind of that line of when it...
Well, I think Peyton Manning was like that. I think his kids only played flag up to... I think they're still playing flag. I think he's got a cutoff as to when he's going to allow them to start playing tackle football when they want. Well, here's the other part of that problem, though, too, is, right, is like you don't want to hold your kid back. Like, if your kid is good at it, like, I think you let the kid, like, I'm letting Milo play flag football. If it's something he falls in love with and that's what he wants to do and he's good at it.
So Milo's what, seven?
Milo's seven.
Okay. So he's still, I mean, he shouldn't be playing tackle football yet.
But no, I mean, he shouldn't.
It's going to happen soon. I remember Ben played in third grade. So third grade is what? Is that about nine?
So he's seven. He's going into second grade. He'll
right.
be eight. Yeah, nine.
So okay. So you're gonna come to this decision at some point in the not so distant future. Dad, I want to play tackle football. Is that black and white for you? You can absolutely play, or is that you sit down with Cassie and really have to determine whether you guys want him to do that or not?
I would be a hypocrite if I didn't let him play.
Let him play.
I would let him play. I think, yeah. Yeah, I would let him play. Well, listen, I mean, it's stupid me thinks being a goalie, I'm not getting hit. Like, you get the puck off the face. Like, I've had a concussion like that. But, Like, I'm not taking, you know, I'm protected for the most part as long as I stay in my crease. And I had, I think eight or nine concussions.
That they know about.
On record, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, soccer, you name the sport, but I don't know. It would be tough for me as an athlete to just stop.
And I agree with you. And if Alex came to me tomorrow and said, I desperately want to play, would I let him play? I mean, it would be a real conversation. I think we probably would, but I wouldn't feel great about it.
Well, but that's the thing, though, because you don't really know, though. Like, if you, like, your kid's, you know, 10, 12, whatever he is, and says, I want to play tackle football, like, it doesn't necessarily mean that you saying yes locks him into playing football until he's, you know, he's up through college and the
Absolutely
NFL.
Absolutely not. I mean, he could play for a year, year and a half, and then that's it.
Like, play up through high school, and that'd be it.
Right.
But I just think it would be interesting. Like, if you got to that point, you're a pro.
So you're 26
all this money.
Years old, you're newly married. You're making $2 million a year, and they come sit you down and say, listen, we've just stumbled upon the fact that you have stage two, or you're on the verge of hitting stage two of CTE. I don't know. What do? It's your livelihood. And let's say you're not someone that's going to wind up making, you know, a ton of money post-career. You're going to be one of these average Joes who's going to have to go get a normal job. Do you push it for a year or two? Do you try to make $2 or $4 million, which is a lot of money, and then hang it up? I don't know what the right thing to do is.
I don't think there is a right thing. I think it's what's right for you. I think like the mindset of every athlete is it's not going to happen to me. Like I always tell you that, and this is not trying to be a repetitive story, but like I remember the second my career essentially ended, going into the doctor's office and just assuming because you're going to the best doctors that this is what's wrong. We're going to put you under. We'll fix it. You'll rehab and you'll be back. But there was that moment when he said, no, we can't fix what you have. And I was like, what do you mean? No, we can't do that. You just, what you did is not fixable. And that was it. And that's with your brain. It's not fixable. What the damage you're doing to it's not fixable.
It's not fixable. And it makes everything go.
Well, but, and then you're not, like, you'll ignore it until all of a sudden you can't ignore it anymore. Now it's, like, you'll still try to, like, Demaryius Thomas the whole time's like, I don't feel right, he's depressed. And it's like, he not really knowing what the hell was going on with him.
But knowing that something wasn't right. And that's the worst thing, when you just know something's not right and they can't exactly pinpoint what that issue is. Let's go to Ira in Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you? Great conversation about the CTE. And as a parent, I know you're both young parents and you got a big decision to make, but I just thought this story might fit this conversation perfect. So my uncle, may he rest in peace, I guess it had to be the late 1930s. He wanted to play high school football, Jefferson High School in Brooklyn. But in those days, and I'm assuming, yeah, they had to wear leather helmets in those days, you needed a note from one of your parents, the school commission, to let him participate on the football team. So my uncle forged the note, and he got busted games into the season, and then he wouldn't play the rest of the year because they found out that he forged the note, and they threw him off the team. And it shows you, even back then, they knew how serious concussions were, and football was a dangerous sport. And now it's almost 100 years later, and now they're dealing with the repercussions of that they didn't handle it well, going all the way back to those days.
Yeah, man, it's scary, but I think, you know, a lot of people, like especially football, you have a pretty good idea when you sign up to do it that there are going to be some long-term ramifications.
Yes, now you do, but did you 30 years ago?
Well, not like this, but I think you would understand. I think you understand going in like this, like with how physical this sport is.
But I think, you know, like you see Earl Campbell and the guy can barely walk, right? He can barely get out of a chair and walk down the road. Like you assume that knees could get shot, legs, arthritis, all that kind of stuff. Do you, or did you assume that you wouldn't be able to think properly when you're 45, 50 years old?
No, I don't think you thought about the long term, but we don't really ever think about the long term problems that we're going to face. Like, we're in the moment. Like, whatever you have, like, if you blow out your knee, you're not worried about, oh, you know what, when I'm 40, you know, 45, I'm going to need a knee replacement. It's like, right, let's get this thing fixed. And I want to get back.
And the younger you are, the less you care about the future, I think.
Absolutely 1,000%.
Right. Like 22-year-old Rick DiPietro would make, I would think, and you can answer for yourself, obviously, would make different decisions than 32-year-old Rick DiPietro.
That's not even a question. Not even a question. I'm telling you, like, that's like that. That's part of the just the DNA of an athlete. It's the, like, we'll find a way. It's not going to happen to us. Like, you don't think about that stuff. Like, you're always focused on, like, the good that's going to come out of something as opposed to the bad that'll come out of it.
And you never think it's going to be worst case scenario.
Oh, no, because it's not going to happen to me.
No, and especially athletes who have probably been at a different level than everyone that they've been with for a number of years, right? And you go through high school, you go through college, you are the guy, you're big man on campus. It's never going to happen to you.
Well, but
you're
just think about the mindset, level. Though. Like, just think of how screwed up the mindset is. It's like, not like, it's like you blow your ACL out. The doctor tells you it's going to be, you know, 9 to 12 months. Your first thought isn't like, okay, you know what? I'm going to take my time with this, and maybe if it's 13 months, no problem. Even if it's 14 months, because I'm worried about my long-term future. Let's make sure we get this right. It's like, oh, hell, screw that. I'll be back in 8 months. I'll show them. And like, it becomes a competition with yourself. He was out 9. I'll come back in 8.
Of course it is. I mean, Adrian Peterson, we see all these guys. I mean, because that's what they are. They're athletes. You're athletes. I mean, everything is competitive. Everything's like, they say 8 months, I'll be back in 6. I'll show them. I know better. I know my body. I can push my way back. Steve in Connecticut. Good morning, Steve. You're next up on 98.7, pal.
Good morning, gentlemen. Listen, I think baseline testing for every kid going into any type of organized sport is critical. My son, when he started out playing baseball, he played every infield position, every outfield position. It wasn't fast enough for him. When he found lacrosse, he found his love. And, you know, my household, it's academics and then sports. But baseline testing will help your kids in any way possible. If there's any skew in any line of anything, you can pinpoint and stop the issue if it starts early. You know, you want your kids to achieve. You want your kids to grow. You want your kids to move up that ladder of success if they're hampered by any type of mental health issues.
Right.
I've been a mental health nurse for over 30 years now.
But, Steve, let me ask you this. On the NFL level, where we're talking about tens of millions, of hundreds of millions of dollars, you have team physicians and all that. Who is going to perform baseline tests on every kid playing youth football?
It's the individual with the individual parents. The parents have to take charge of this. You don't know what's going on with your child. You don't know what's going to happen down the line. Motor vehicle accidents can cause, it can be the baseline portion of schizophrenia. Any type of mental health issues, accidents, jarring of the head can cause any type of issues in further portions of life. You may have a kid who may be a star athlete or maybe an A1 student, could be a 4.0 student. They're not going to have post-secondary education. They're not going to have secondary education. They're not going to have. They're not going to go on to further if issues happen when they're younger. So stuff does happen.
I'm not saying it doesn't. And maybe that is the answer. I mean, listen, maybe pediatricians, Rick, you know, start the process of doing baseline testing on 8, 9, 10-year-old kids, and then they bring them back for their physical every year, and they see where they sit. And if they notice a cognitive, you know, damage or anything like that, then maybe you stop playing football. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, here's the other thing, though, too. And I think that the more we know, obviously, the better. And the more, you know, because, again, I mean, the mental health side of all this, I mean, the mental part of sports, professional sports, is such a big piece to, you know, such a big piece of it. And I think more and more people are understanding that. So if you are dealing with some mental health issues, it's much easier to, you feel more comfortable speaking out and saying something and getting the help that you need. But I think the other thing as a parent, you have to understand too, and this would be, I think, the biggest hurdle I would have to get over is that I also don't want to stand in my kid's way, though, too. Like, I don't want to hold my kid back from an opportunity. Like, I would hate to have that happen. Like, my kid's a great athlete. He's awesome at this sport. And then all of a sudden I pull him out and, you know, he goes on and he's fine. But a little piece of him for the rest of his life is, you know, what
could have been.
What could have been?
Of course. Makes sense. Sean and Brick. Good morning, Sean. You're next up on 98.7, buddy.
Hi. Nice to talk to you guys. So speaking on the whole subject, when it comes to like an NFL level, I believe, you know, money does talk, and it's kind of sad to think about that. But if you are making millions of dollars, you know, it's kind of hard to step away from something. But more in like a, you know, younger stage, I feel like when it comes to concussions and stuff, it does need to be taken more seriously, not just with football, with any sport. Like, my brother who played hockey had 2 major concussions, and ever since then, he's, like, not the same person anymore. And, like, there's certain things that, like, mood swings and all that. And then I had a friend who passed away at 16, and he had two major concussions from lacrosse, and he had post-concussion syndrome and wound up, you know, passing away. And I feel like at a younger age, concussions do need to be taken more seriously. But like you guys are talking about, when it comes to, you know, when you're making millions of dollars, it's a lot harder just to step away from something to, you know, protect your health. I mean, we see some NFL players doing it now because of that scare of having CTE and all that when they're older. But, you know, when you are making millions of dollars, it is hard to think about that. But at a younger like level, when it either high school, even younger than that, I feel like all that needs to be taken more seriously because.
But I think, you know, we are.
Certain kids.
I mean, yeah. And thanks for the call, Sean. All right, right, Rick, you would agree with that. Are we doing enough? Maybe not. Are we doing more than we did and taking it seriously? I think the answer to that would be yes.
Yeah, I think we're still learning. I think we're still learning about all this.
It's obviously important. A newish field.
Well, it's important. Like the emphasis, like it would be like. I used to always have this argument with people, too, because you spend all this time training your body, and then, like, later on as you get older in your career, you realize, like, well, I should be, like, my brain's a model. Like, why am I not training my brain, too? Like, that's an important part of this thing. Like, that's what makes this whole thing go. Like, if I'm not in the right place mentally, like, how am I going to perform the way I want to perform? Like, that, and there's more of an emphasis on that now. And, of course, as a young kid, like, you don't, like, how many young kids are self-reporting concussions? Like, you got to pay attention. Like, as a parent, you got to be aware of what's going on and making sure that your kid, like, if your kid takes a nasty fall and you see it, like, hey, like you take the, you know, the appropriate steps to make sure they're okay. And the caller is right. Post-concussion syndrome is a problem, man. I dealt with it. It's bad. And if you don't give yourself the appropriate amount of time to have your brain heal, then it can lead to the next concussion is worse and lasts longer. Like, Dave, I've heard stories from hockey players that'd be in the locker room midway through a game, like in the second intermission, and look over to a teammate and be like, hey, how we doing? And the teammate's like, what do you mean how we're doing? Are we winning? Yeah, it's 2-1. We're winning. Oh, great. He's like, you scored both goals, man.
Oh, my God.
And the guy had no idea.
That's
none.
Terrifying stuff. That's just, that's freakish stuff.
Like, just out of it.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, because the brain's an interesting... Interesting organ, certainly. Mike in Connecticut, to change the topic a little bit. Good morning, Mike. You're on 98.7.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing great, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Nothing. I just want to kind of come at you, Dave.
Well,
I believe you're coming down pretty hard on Santi and his, you know, rejoice for the music. You know, and you're being very selfish, actually. It's not all about you. There are other people. Your listeners that do
I'm thinking about others in the fact that I think a lot of the music that he is choosing to play is a little bit bland and kind of deflating. And I think we should have some peppy, exciting, up-tempo music this early in the morning.
Well, that's your opinion. And unfortunately, you know what they say about opinions. Everyone's got them, but they're all full of stuff, you know?
I agree with you, Mike. I'm on board, Mike.
Oh, you know what?
Team Santi.
You know what, Ray, Rick, you guys shoot whatever you want. You want to have a guy crooning about tequila. You want to have a guy breakfast cereals. What? I don't care.
Breakfast cereals.
I do not care. He's in his.
You want to drink some tequila?
Fire got flattened. It does not matter to me. Wherever you guys want to go, go.
And I think cereal could be one of my favorite foods.
You'll get to enjoy all the music that you like in the next. Couple
yeah,
weeks.
It's going to so be him.
Enjoy.
And you're going to have, what am I having? Him and Ty? This is going to be great.
Yeah.
Ty's terrific.
Oh, God.
It's going to be David Peterson against General Ashcraft tonight for the for the Reds. Severino and Mitch Keller.
Play a little Ashcraft.
A little Ashcraft. And God forbid the Cardinals show up for a game. Miles Michaelis against Max Fried.
Rick, any Wimbledon matchups?
No, he's done. He's out, actually. Oh. Yeah. Titsy Poss is done.
What's the matter with you?
Did
you see Djokovic had two
match?
Sets yesterday?
Yeah, but what happened, though? He's in full control of the first set.
The other guy was playing well, and he probably
up
had
against
just
the Italian, Sinner.
A mental lapse? That's got to be a tough name, huh? Sinner? Yeah,
depending on how you want to use it.
Sinner?
He doesn't look like an Italian.
No, not even
you
a
see
little
it.
Bit. Well, he's a blonde guy.
He's a good player, though.
Very good, and young, too.
I'll tell you what, though, Nadal, of the remaining... On the men's side, Nadal's playing probably. I think Nadal's probably playing the best tennis.
Right, I think you'd be wrong.
You don't think he's Nadal's
no,
been fantastic.
Djokovic is
well, he's the
Djokovic
best.
Djokovic is the prohibitive favorite here.
I understand that, but I'm saying at the moment playing the best.
Nadal's playing. Nadal's got his work cut out for him today. He goes up against the hard-hitting American Taylor Fritz. A very good match. I can't wait to watch that. That's later this morning on ESPN. All right, Raymond, this is a sad crossroads here. You're going to the DR for about 10 days and won't be with us on the show. So we bid you goodbye. But before we do that, why don't you give us the three stars of
today's three stars.
I don't view it as sad at all. Just a celebration. I will see you guys soon. It'll be a happy reunion. No worries.
Sure will.
Number three.
Great job by you today, Dave, coming up with the Family Feud game. And, you know, I don't necessarily agree with the one category as it was worded, but we won't get into that. With this particular program, I'm kind of surprised it didn't evolve into the debauchery that, A, this program's known for and Steve Harvey's Family Feud is known for. You know, things like...
Name something that follows the word pork.
Oh, I love pie. Or you got this classic.
Name something a doctor might pull out of a person. Darcy.
A gerbil.
I mean, this could go down a dark road this summer. I don't know.
The Gear family.
Let's see what happens.
Number two.
You did mention it, Dave. I am going on vacation, and you're still complaining about my rejoin, so I played you a Juan Luis Guerra, and that led you to you trying to roll your R's, so this was fun. I am actually impressed.
That's right.
That's too much.
Number one.
And number one, if I do end up going missing, you guys talked about trying to get me back and Dave pulling this.
Woohoo! Over here!
Let's see. I'll make it back. See you soon.
All right, Raymond, you're the best. Have a great trip. Have a safe trip. No flat tires anywhere along the way. It's Rule 76.
And no excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg and
Santiago.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.